What's up, guys? It's Katie Hedenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, ha-ha, goofy time. We get off topic, we spoil, but either way, shit's about to get spooky.
That's a new addition. That wasn't here years ago.
No.
That's nice.
The Comedy Store did not have that budget.
Things are going well for
These
you.
These are going great.
This is great. I couldn't do that on my podcast.
We have a budget.
That's great.
We have a budget. You're probably like,
Who's the smell?
The smell, right? It's kind of good. I kind of like it.
It is good.
I kind of like it. Well, she's back for the Three Timers Club, if you will.
Oh, is it three times?
This is three times.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we did a couple of times.
We did The Ring. And then The Shining.
That's right.
That was the first one we did.
That's right. Both were great.
But
not as good as this one, but yeah.
Hilarious comedian. One of my good friends. Macy Isaacs.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. Are you going to put in a laugh track?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Just wanted to make sure that wasn't an awkward moment. Okay, good.
There we go.
Okay.
It'll be that just over and over again.
Perfect. I also just want it to be one person laughing, ideally.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I'm so happy that you're back.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being willing to come back, because I know horror is not, like, something you gravitate towards, if I recall.
Right, but because of you and your podcast, remember I used to do that other podcast where you have to watch movies? I realize I'm actually not as scared as I think I was a really frightened child, so I didn't think I could add that onto my plate. But now that I'm a courageous adult, bring it on.
You're so courageous.
Yeah, not afraid. So actually, I kind of enjoy them now.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
But you'd mentioned, and I know that this was pre-show.
Yes.
We were downstairs, and you had mentioned that you were talking about, what were they, traumaties? No, it can't be.
Trauma movies.
As in trauma.
No, like trauma, T-R-O-M-A. It's like a specific, it's like a production company.
Oh.
But they make.
I thought it was like a combo of trauma and UMA. So anyway, you said it was like chunky and
yes.
I can't do that, I don't think.
Yeah, so, they're not my favorite.
So you don't like them either.
But there's a big, fan base for them, and I'm like, you go. It's in the words of the Grinch, one man's trash is another man's potpourri.
That's right.
I say that about this podcast all the time.
But if that person is trash, is it potpourri? Can trash have its own potpourri? I don't know, something to think about.
I'm gonna ponder that.
I haven't either, really. It's this old coffee.
Yummy. Pumpkins. Mm. Sponsored by.
I'm actually really excited to talk about this movie, though, because I have some wild take. No, I don't know if takes is the right word, but, like, I misinterpreted things.
Yeah. I did, too.
Did you also?
I did also. So,
okay, good.
But before we get into that, I have one more thing to ask you, because you haven't been on in a hot second, so I don't remember if I asked you this then, but... What was the first movie to scare you, horror or not?
I remember being terrified, and this was when I was, Billy Crystal was hosting the Oscars.
Of just him?
Yeah, he terrified me. He was doing like a spoof of all the different, of all like big movies that have happened, and he did an Exorcist spoof.
Ooh.
And it was supposed to be funny, and it like spun around and like threw up at him, and he's like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
And it terrified me, because I saw her, she was so scary, and then the vomit and everything. And so I think maybe I saw something like that so young that I'm like, well, if I can't even handle a spoof, how am I going to handle the real thing?
Yeah.
So I remember that actually really terrifying me. And then... real movie was when I was in seventh grade and I listened because I couldn't watch The Ring.
Okay.
And I screamed. I think I talked about this.
Yes.
But like I screamed when a train or a subway or something went by when I opened my eyes, and I said, I'll just keep them closed, which makes it worse.
Yeah, it does. It's,
But I've conquered that now. So
you're so brave.
I know.
I do think that there is a horror movie for everybody who's like, oh, I hate horror. I hate, I'm like, there's a horror movie for you. It could be a gateway horror,
yeah,
like Twilight.
Yes.
It could be, you know, Beetlejuice. It could mm-hmm. be Coraline. Like, those mm-hmm. are all how you start dipping your toes
yeah.
into the creepier, the macabre. And then you're mm-hmm. like, well, what if I went to Halloween next?
Right.
Or I try something else. You're like, okay, I didn't like that.
That was too much.
Yeah.
Or yeah. I really liked Barbarian. That's a recent one I really liked. But I haven't watched Weapons yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach Kreger he's weird. He's awesome, but he's weird. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of, did you watch Whitest Kids, You Know It All?
What? Which one?
The Whitest Kids,
no.
You Know. So that's, Zach Kreger is from a comedy group called Whitest Kids, You Know. They're on YouTube.
Okay.
But one of the guys who died, they pay a small tribute in, Weapons.
Okay.
But it's like really, it's like, I think there's some bit with seven hot dogs and
I don't like that.
The gay hot,
I already don't.
The
like
gay couple.
Oh, just kidding. I like
they're
it.
They're eating seven hot dogs.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay.
And it's just a subtle nod. You're like, oh, okay.
Oh, you see it. Okay.
Yeah. But it's seven to share with in between two people.
I guess that's not crazy.
Yeah. That's still a lot of hot dogs.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
That's like 3 to 4.
And I don't know why, but I made it like they were like going fast. They could slow down. They could eat normal pace, right?
Hey, just like you told me, take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
Take your time.
There's okay, no, as long as they take their time, I think I'm okay with
it. Yeah, they're just, they're casually just eating a dog.
I think the hot dog eating contest scares me.
Yeah, because they don't swallow and they're like dipping it in water.
The water.
And they're just,
like then where's the love for it anymore, you know?
I think, hear me out. Mm-hmm. I think you should enter and just casually eat one.
Go really slow.
Go really slow and just really enjoy yourself.
I think just enjoy the hot dog.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. And I would for sure win. Like I played in a pickleball tournament a couple years ago with my friend. Uh-huh. And we don't have a lot of, I love it, but I don't play often.
Yeah.
And people that enter those tournaments are insane.
Yeah.
So we got second to last place and we were just happy to not get last place. But we had the most fun.
Yeah.
Everyone kept saying like, oh, well, you were fun to play with, even though you're horrible.
Yeah.
And I guess that would be me in the hot dog eating contest. I could just have
team player.
I can just enjoy the hot dog.
She's just a really good, in the words of comedy, you're a good hang.
I'm a good hang. That's
you're
right.
A good hang. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that for you.
Thank you.
My brother's volleyball team, I think they're also pretty good, but I don't know. But they wear like matching costumes when they play. So they'll wear like tutus.
In like a school? Like, how old is he?
He's 39.
Got it. So eighth grade.
Yeah, so eighth grade. Yeah. So he's playing eighth grade volleyball.
Yeah.
absolutely demolishing these
I
kids.
I bet. Okay, so it's a fun rec thing
yes,
he's doing.
Yes,
I see, I see.
Yeah,
okay, that is
sorry,
fun. No, I don't know why I went. I don't know why I pictured you with a little brother. And you don't have a little brother.
No.
You don't have a little anything. You're the little.
I'm the little.
Yeah.
Are you the little?
Yeah.
We're cooler.
Takes one to know one.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I only hang out with Amber. Are you a little?
Can I guess, Amber? I don't know if you're necessarily the oldest, but you're the oldest sister.
Both.
Oldest and oldest sister. Okay. Okay. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Wait, how many siblings?
Three half.
Okay.
I'm the only one of my kind, but I still, but you're the oldest. So you had a lot of younger halves.
Yes.
Did you resent them?
No.
Oh, good.
I wanted their arrival. I was like 12 by myself. Like, okay.
Like you're a little late, but
other people here.
Yeah. But at that point you're just a good nanny.
And that's exactly what I was.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was my brother as well.
Big gap.
Big gap, 11 and a half years.
Wow.
He will tell me if I do it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
But he's full.
He's full.
Mm-hmm.
He's full grown.
Oh, full grown too.
Full grown.
But full like blood.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
blood.
Yes.
Because we're dealing with half bloods.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's a full blood.
Got it.
He's a, my parents they had him out of wedlock.
Oh, got
and
it.
Then
and then they
got
made it right.
They got married.
Okay.
And divorced from each other 4 times. And then they got back together and had me.
I want to drop the mic. 4 times they got divorced and then got back together and go. Do you know, it's none of my business, did they mean to have you?
Yes. My mom wanted like 30 kids.
Okay, so and she got 2.
She got 2.
Wow.
She got two.
Shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Or the moon and you land on the... Is it the moon and you land amongst the stars or shoot for
aim
the stars?
Shoot for the stars. And you'll, no. Shoot for the moon, you'll land amongst the
stars. So you're a couple stars. She got a couple stars.
She got a couple stars.
Okay. How are they now? Don't tell me they're divorced now.
No, they're not.
I can't
they're
handle
not.
It.
They're together.
Okay.
Yeah. It's.
Did they like? They didn't just break up four times.
No. Yeah.
They remarried
from each other. They remarried from each other.
No, I
and
got
then
it.
Married each other. Yeah.
But I just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Within 11 and a half years, they kind of right. on and off. To go through a divorce too and marriage again is a lot.
Yeah.
You think by a certain point they'd be like, well, we'll just stay together, but we don't need to bring in the whole. Yeah. Then they got you.
I fixed everything.
That's very rare because usually they ruin it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Children, but you fixed it. You really
did.
And they're still together and you're out of the house.
Yes. So that's.
Because I always feel like I was keeping my parents together and I took that very seriously. And then I left and then they like kind of thought about getting back together. When I was in college, I was like, why?
Yeah.
I'm not there anymore.
Like, there's no point.
I'm not there to help you. They didn't get back together, though, so it was probably because I wasn't there.
That's, and it is your fault.
It's my fault that they didn't make, but I lasted. I kept them together for 17 years of my life.
That's huge.
I put in my time.
That's, you're right. You know what? You're tired.
I'm so tired. From keeping them together. And I failed. I kind of feel like your mom. Your mom wanted 30 kids. She got two. Yeah. I wanted to keep my parents together. Oh, well. Not anymore, though. I'm glad they're apart.
That's all. Yeah.
Because it, you know. Because if they were still together, I don't know where I'd be.
Yeah.
It shaped who I was.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and
I'm glad
that you're shaped the way you are.
I'm shaped. Can't no other shape for me.
And no other shape.
Mm-mm.
Do you need help?
No, I just like to mess with it. Sorry.
Okay, cool. No, you're good. I just wanted to make sure
if
you need
good.
Help, I got you.
No.
I'm here for you.
Do I sound okay?
You sound great. And we're keeping all this in.
Good.
Because I love it, and I love you, and I love horror and chatting that with you because you bring such a fun look on things, and I love chatting with you. I gave you a huge list of movies, and it's always overwhelming, but you picked
I picked Let the Right One In.
Yeah, 2008, not the shitty remake.
Yeah, didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, Chloe
Grace Moretz. And then there was a Showtime show.
Apparently, yeah.
Missed
and
that
it's a book.
Too. That was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I did get in line on Libby for the book after I finished the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
it's a 4-week wait, but. Or I'm fourth in line. Either way.
What? Why? How? Is it like an audiobook thing?
No, it's a real book on Libby.
Oh.
You know what Libby is?
No, I don't. Sponsor. Tell me about Libby.
Oh, Libby is the public library's app so you can rent books.
Got it. I was like, why are you doing that for an ebook? That seems silly.
Oh, no. It's free. It's through the library. And I feel like I'm helping the library.
Yeah.
But somehow they only managed to do like only a few real books. Cause I'm like, how do they even, I don't know how they figure it out, but
that's awesome.
I think I'm fourth in line to read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we did this movie, which is, I think this is in almost 200 episodes. I've only done two vampire movies.
Whoa, what was the other one?
It's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in the first like 10 episodes. It's called Once Bitten with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's a really good name.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, he falls in love with a cougar vampire.
So kind of, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah, it's reality. So if you had to explain Let the Right One In to somebody who's never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
How are you explaining this?
Okay. It starts, and we're in a time period, I don't know where, because it's in Sweden.
Exactly.
I'm like, is this present? I don't think this is present day, but Sweden seems like a different world. So maybe they're like, but no, it's in the 80s, apparently. And these two kids, 12-year-olds, sort of, meet. One, this kid is bullied all the time, and then he meets this girl, and they start to make a friendship, and she says, you know, you need to stick up for yourself. Turns out this girl is a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this is what I missed. The girl's not a girl.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is a castrated boy.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a, I don't want to say gratuitous, but there is a moment in the movie where you see her privates.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're private.
Yeah.
His, do we say his?
I think it's okay. Whatever.
Because
it doesn't really, in the movie they call her. So
okay,
I would say that, because I feel like that would be, also they change. I also was listening to podcasts mm-hmm. about this, because I love foreign films, mm-hmm. but when it comes to talking about them on the pod, I don't understand the language,
yeah.
and I'm reading, my reading comprehension mm-hmm. isn't as strong as I would like it to be.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to hear other podcasts and like hear how they, what they think.
Yeah.
And da, da, da. Every single video podcast, every person pronounced her name differently.
Oh,
someone
so
said
no one knows.
Eli, someone said Ellie. In the movie, I believe it's Ely.
Ely is how Ely. He says it.
Yeah. So I believe it's Ely. So
this is really, we're just going whatever comes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nobody's going to tell us what the right thing is.
I don't
so
think they will.
Let the right one in. We don't know who.
who
okay.
Know.
So Ely.
Yes.
I like Ely though, because right. that's what he calls her in the movie.
It's cute.
There is a moment where she's putting on a dress and we see her like private, her nakedness. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a weird, unnecessary moment. Because what I saw was, I just saw a vampire vulva is what I saw. But apparently that was a castrated male.
Yes.
So, but in my mind, I go, oh, that's just for some reason.
Yeah.
What hers looks like. Like, I thought it was kind of like a Harry Potter scar mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah.
Never did I go, oh, that's one thing I got wrong.
Yeah.
Well, which, did you know right away?
No. Upon, like, rewatching things, and I'm like, oh, God, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the book, mm-hmm. apparently, what's the boy's name?
Oscar.
Is apparently, again, this is like all very like alleged, you know, but the undertone is that he doesn't know that he's gay yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of a stretch,
okay.
But it's also like when he asks Ely to be his girlfriend.
Go study.
And she's like, oh, I'm not.
And I still didn't catch it.
And he kind of gets a little excited. He goes, oh, okay. But it's like he doesn't, it's like that he doesn't know.
I didn't see it that way.
But yeah, it's like he doesn't know in mm-hmm. the future. That's what the people said about the book. And I was like, I didn't get that at all.
Yeah.
I was just like, look at this cute friendship that maybe they are cutesy together.
I kind of liked it to just stay platonic. I'm going to be honest with you. I knew it was going to, but because when they kissed, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had blood all in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can wait a second, you know, brush your teeth or something.
Yeah. Swallow.
Anything. Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that. And I know that we're supposed to take into consideration that he's kind of a freak too, because he like cuts out those newspaper clippings of people killing.
Yeah.
So it's like he's a weirdo too. Sorry. I mean, I shouldn't maybe label him as a weirdo,
no,
but
it's okay. You can.
Yeah. We're supposed to think he's maybe would do bad things if he could. And she kind of alludes to that. She says, like, I have to kill people. You just want to kill people.
Yeah.
But I...
You're saying two things.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, what was the second one? Sorry, I mean, interruption.
So that I misunderstood?
Yes.
Well, definitely one thing. So this is, I guess Americans saw it this way, mm-hmm. but when Oscar goes over to his dad's, they're playing tic-tac-toe or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know. And that male friend comes over mm-hmm. and the energy changes. And then he goes and he like pours some vodka. I'm like, oh, that's his lover. I thought that was his dad's gay lover, which is why they got a divorce.
Mm.
And that's why it got weird. But no, that's apparently only Americans thought that. It's just that this guy came over and once his dad starts drinking, that's when things change. So Oscar's like feelings of like sadness was at more like the drinking and like the cutting in on his time with his dad as opposed to like this new man coming into the, so that I guess wasn't, and also, yeah, but back to Oscar, cause she says, I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, And I think, girl, you still are a girl. I thought she meant that because she was a vampire.
Yeah, which is what the majority of people say.
Okay,
even people who have seen this movie several times,
yeah,
they're like, wait, how the fuck did I miss that?
Oh, good.
And it's so quick, it's so subtle that it's like, it's not... You know,
you don't want to scrub back on genitalia.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's because then you're on a list. But
exactly.
But it's also, is it important to the movie?
I would just, I don't know. I'm glad
that it's definitely good that they like showed it or like brought it up or like, you know.
If they showed it and it wasn't, if that's like, if they just showed, I thought it was gratuitous because there was no point because I didn't realize it was a castrated male.
Yes.
Now that I realize that, I feel a lot better about it being shown.
Yeah.
However, I would like the backstory of how that happened.
Yeah. So even the trailer of this movie, the trailer, there's no dialogue.
I watched it.
It's all just like them and it looks giving each other looks.
Oh, well, I watched one that looks scary.
It looks a lot scarier than it actually is. But even in the movie, there's not a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
And they could have benefited from... I don't know, a line about, you know, I was castrated or something. And it's like, you know, obviously show, don't tell. Yeah, but like sometimes.
They really showed.
And sometimes just telling us just a little bit so that we're not confused.
Because I also wanted to know the relationship. We don't know if that was Ely's dad. We don't know if that was a former lover or current lover.
What was interesting and what I, you know, in the research found that people were saying that Ely's the next caretaker.
Right.
So at one point in time...
That was that guy.
Sorry, Oscar's the next caretaker.
Oh, that's what I knew
you
meant.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
At one point, the man was Oscar's age.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And it's just how she keeps, you know... Mm-hmm. She keeps them young, but also like, you know, so that she has a full life at that time. But
I also, when I was trying to think about how, because, you know, and I'm wearing a Twilight shirt, so I'm aware of the issue with vampires being a lot older than who they end up with.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was a 12-year-old girl vampire and a 12-year-old boy, I felt like it was more believable because I feel like if you become a vampire before puberty, you're more likely to stay that. Even though you get older, you're still that age.
Yeah.
But once you hit puberty and you become a vampire, like I feel like Edward, for instance, I think he was 17 or something. Yeah. 100 years later, he's kind of 117.
Yeah.
He didn't say 17 because he's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you know things...
Yeah.
You kind of grow up. And then I feel like with her, she could kind of get away with still seeming like 12. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Yeah. And there's one shot of her where you actually see her real self.
That was interesting.
It's like, that's creepy.
I don't know why they did that. Because also, I think she would have looked way worse.
Yeah.
Because wasn't she supposed to be like 100 and something?
Yeah. But also,
they made her like 65.
That's. She doesn't look great. She was glowing. She was glowing.
She didn't have gray hair.
She had some wrinkles, but otherwise, she was...
Yeah. That is... Actually, I'm kind of just realizing they did that. I knew they did that.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it in.
I
don't like they did that.
There's a lot of this movie that you miss, like, the first round. And then, I watched it, I think, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the research. And I was like, this is...
When did you watch it? Like, recently?
Two times in the...
I should have rewatched.
It's okay. It's also... It's a good movie, but it is slow and quiet.
A lot of breathing. I was shocked how much breathing they included.
I had to remember and be like, hey, you can't watch this at night because you will fall asleep.
Yeah, I did. So last night I watched it and I only watched half. And then I will say, I think I liked the first half a lot better than the second half.
Yeah.
I was like, during the first half, I thought, I think I adore this movie. Like, I kind of loved it.
It was so sweet. That's why I was like, sweet. I think I sent you a text and I was like, this is such a sweet.
And it's still sweet, but I guess just now that we're talking all about it and I'm realizing things. It's not.
Yeah.
It's kind of. But it made me still want to read the book. But I heard the book's like even kind of worse. Like as it's in, good, like, but it's like there's more. I don't know. I think they said like it was more pedophilia and stuff.
Ooh, so awesome. Okay.
So that, but it's a long line on Libby. Okay. So you know what I mean? How bad can it be? Or you, I would. Okay. I'll let you know if I read it.
I mean, we are in Los Angeles.
I know.
Of course, it's a long line. Cries.
Oh, boy.
Cries. I was going to ask you this. Mm-hmm. I literally wrote it down. Mm-hmm. But you answered it by just showing up today. I was going to ask you, are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Oh, yeah. Very clear.
You sparkle.
I sparkle, he sparkles, and does not die in the sun like in this movie.
No.
Spontaneously combusts.
That was hard to say.
Spontaneously combusts. It's hard to say it in the present tense. And that so quickly. She just said, open the window.
Oh, and it was, I don't know if you've seen this because... I don't know how deep into horror, but Hereditary?
I have.
Okay, where I was like, did you take this from this movie where her husband...
I'm not remembering it, but I definitely watched it.
Fire.
He caught on fire?
He caught on fire.
Hmm.
And then she does... Toni Collette does the face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
So they probably took it.
Yeah, it felt like that. Yeah. I don't know. I just was like, oh, there is.
Yeah.
But I just, the imagery of, it was a beautifully shot film.
It was cool.
But the imagery of just the stark white room and then you just have the flames and it's a small room. So they're hitting the ceiling. And it's
really cool.
There was something amazing.
And there were really beautiful moments of just people walking in the snow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is nice.
It's so nice.
But it did seem very depressing wherever they were.
Yeah. I feel like Europe in the wintertime, I've heard, is awful. I've wanted to move to Germany. I'm like, if there was like some type of film industry there, I'd be there in a fucking heartbeat.
Why Germany?
I went to Germany this past September, and I'm really German, and I just fell in love with it. I literally felt like I was home. It was a weird, like my ancestors were like, welcome back. And I was like, whoa, I belong here.
Have you done like DNA testing?
Yeah. I'm like, I think I'm like 90 or 95%. I'm like very German.
Whoa. I went to London a few weeks ago and I kind of felt similarly, but I haven't had a DNA test done. I'm feeling like there was part of me was there from there. Yeah. You know? So
I've never thought that you looked British. So
what do you think I look?
I don't know.
I feel Irish?
Irish, yeah. I could see, like, Swedish or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I mean, who knows? I haven't taken it.
But I feel like a little German.
It'd be fun to do, like, a dog DNA test and see what comes Scottish. Back on yourself.
You could be
You think I'm Scottish?
Maybe. I don't know if you're saying things now.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just like, where?
Welsh?
Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Scandinavia, that's where you're from.
Yeah, I think it's too late, though, to get that test. I feel like there was a moment everyone was doing it. And now
I think it's a little... It's probably not good right now. No. But apparently everyone's like in Germany. It gets everyone... Summer is great, but the winters there are so long and so harsh.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to do that. No. I'm like, well, that sounds like Wisconsin. So,
oh, yeah, you can do that.
That's why I was like... I think you guys are just shut up.
And there's better beer in Germany to keep you warm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the pretzels are good.
Yes.
And you can wear the little outfits.
Or you can just summer there.
That too. Mm-hmm. That too. A little bit of both. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds nice. Thank you for thank
Was
you.
Was that
30.
A picture?
Yeah, she drew a 30 and then a smiley face.
Oh, wow.
Let us know that we have.
How do you feel like it's going so far? Let's do a midpoint check-in.
I think we're doing great.
I think so, too.
I think it's, you know, it's the perfect mix of talking about the film and also side tangents, which is what honestly, I prefer
I do too.
It that way because I sometimes struggle to stay fully on track.
Well, not everyone listening has seen the movie or will see the movie.
Yeah.
Or, right, when
yeah.
you say.
Yeah, and this is also for, like, you a lot of my friends hate mm-hmm. horror. And they're like, I would never. But I guess your podcast, I could, you know, hear at least a general yeah. gist and know, you know, the overall
right.
vibe of right. it. And if it sounds yeah. interesting, then maybe I'll check it out.
And they can pretend that they've seen it at, like, a party or
exactly.
something. I'm going to try to think, okay, if this is for people, too, to feel like they've seen this movie this, so they can repeat things at a yes. party. I do want to, when the movie started, I didn't know anyone's gender.
Yes.
I felt like the main Oscar,
yes.
I thought that was the vampire.
Yeah,
when
he's,
it started,
because so
he looks
pale.
Like a vampire. They all looked like vampires.
He's so pale.
And I read, like, a pale vampire, and I'm like, okay.
That's him.
They're all pale.
Yeah, yeah. And
in Sweden.
Sweden, or, and yeah. I was, like, blonde. I'm sorry, he was so blonde. He was giving me third Sprouse twin. Or he's a triplet.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
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 I also don't think, I didn't really dig deep, but I looked at the IMDb, and the pictures for both of the kids were the pictures from that movie, so it makes me think they haven't really done anything else.
Wow.
I also read that they, this is good for a party. they improvised
okay.
a lot of it. So what they did was, I guess the director or writer told the kids right before, like, okay, this is basically the gist of what you need to say. This is just what you need to say. Now go.
Yeah.
And
oh, I love.
Isn't that fun?
I love it. Especially for, like, kids so young.
Yeah.
And being like, you know, if they have lines and they're maybe not, you know, they might not be actors.
Mm-hmm.
They might just be, like, normal kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just, I think they were normal kids. I think it took a while. Like, it took, like, a year to find them. And then they dubbed over Ellie's voice, so they used a little boy for that. Mm-hmm. I read to make it more androgynous.
Wow, yeah, because they wanted everybody to be androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow,
yeah,
look at that.
I just thought of something. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You want to go?
No, you go. I'll remember.
I was gonna insult the child really quick.
Go ahead, please.
Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the pool, right?
Oh yeah.
Why the fuck does he not close his mouth when he's swimming?
I noticed that too. He kept spitting out water
and
every time he's
just
in the pool.
He's just a fish, just
swallowing.
Open. You're gonna drink all the pool, buddy.
It is also really gross.
It's so gross
because it's like other people are swimming in there, and you know kids are doing that though all the time.
Oh yeah,
and we're all just in their spit.
I just was like,
yeah,
close your mouth. Close your mouth.
He did close it when he went under, though.
Yeah. Finally. Oh, now you don't want to be full of water? Interesting.
You're yeah. so right. I even thought, I'm like, God, stop doing that. That's so gross.
Yeah. It's just, I literally was like, I hate this kid
yeah.
just for this part.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, he's a freak.
He is a freak.
He's about to start killing and draining their blood for his lover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were that person, mm-hmm. would you keep up with it? Or would you be like, nah, I'm done. I'm not going to kill.
I cannot imagine, especially at, I was going to say, I can't imagine being 12 years old and being that in love. Be like, you know what? I'm going to get on a train with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say goodbye to my life and my future. And I'm just going to kill people for you. I can't imagine that type of love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I hope I never do.
I think it's kind of sad. I think
it's
kind of sad.
Yeah, it is kind of sad, isn't it? I'm not a romantic, I guess.
I want that yeah. love for both of us. You know? Well, you got your boo chat.
You got what?
You got your boo.
I do. But I guess I won't. I mean,
it wasn't a 12-year-old, I'm going to murder for you type of love.
Right. I mean, yeah. But I never even thought of it.
Yeah.
You know, and really until you just asked me.
It wasn't an option.
And I just can't imagine, because I feel like, though, also when I was a kid, I couldn't, he's still allowed to get older, but I would not have been okay definitely with becoming a vampire at 12.
Yeah.
When I was 12, I was like, I want to be older.
Yeah.
And so that would not be okay. I did feel bad for the woman that was accidentally turned into a vampire that mm-hmm. did, you know, combust.
Yeah.
But
R.I.P.
R.I.P. for her. And And to know, like, she didn't really, she kind of started to get, she thought she was infected. Yeah. She didn't know what happened. And to be taken to a mental hospital and being like, she was, you know, had like a straitjacket basically. And I don't know. It's just, that's what they're, it's just crazy that she was a vampire and they're like, let's just put her, you know, strap her down. This will help.
It did. And then they're like, we should get some air real quick.
And then she's gone.
Yeah.
But that was so easy to die.
Yeah. Also, how did they put out the fire? That, like, because that fire
was
a
great follow-up question.
Huge.
I think it burned down the hospital.
Yeah, because she just, real quick, I don't know if she was lit in or, like, taking baths in kerosene. And whatnot, right. She just went.
It made no sense, the amount of fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, especially when you think of a movie like Twilight when they just glisten beautifully.
Yeah.
Which you did ask me earlier if I was Team Jacob or Edward. Are you Jacob? It's okay. You can be honest.
So actually, I'm not either of them.
You're not either. Mm-mm. Okay. You're Charlie Swan.
No.
Team Charlie.
I'm Team James.
The blonde.
The villain from the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From that in the dance studio that, with the long hair. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Talk about, now that's the most unromantic thing you've said. You're Team James.
I'm Team James. Yeah. All right, I actually have a Team James bookmark in my childhood bedroom.
There's enough of you? For there to be a bookmark?
There was a bookmark, and I have it.
Wow. I have it, yeah. That actor, though, he did other things.
Yeah, he was in, did you ever see the movie Burlesque?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Well, I'm sorry that my team beat you.
Yeah, it's okay. No, his head got popped up. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? The villains do have more fun.
They do. Also, the head popping off makes me think about how that also happened in this vampire movie. That seems to be a
segue.
That seems to be a common. So they do you have to rip off the head?
Yeah. So it's the common thing to kill vampires. One of them is to decapitate and then burn.
Okay.
Yeah, because apparently they can like also come back to. I don't know.
Maybe they can also. And then you just want to make sure too that they don't. Come back as a vampire, too, if you're just trying to eat them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, if you're a cannibal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me get in the headspace.
Okay. If you're a cannibal and you stumble upon these body parts that of someone chopped up and it happens to be a vampire and you eat them.
Okay.
Do you become a vampire?
This is why I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think that the vampire will have sucked. Because that person's dead now.
Yes. But no, it's like they were a vampire. So if like James.
Oh.
At the summer fest, like James.
Oh, I thought you meant. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe actually.
Because of like the blood in us.
I think the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still thinking about when they kissed and she had the blood on her face and
that
was just so unnecessary.
Yeah. But I noticed when they turn, when the, I guess this was a mess up, but the next, like it was a continuation, but it was a different shot. The boy didn't have blood on his lips. So.
That wasn't that good of a kiss.
Yeah. Or I was like, or was it just in the imagine? But I'm like, no, it's just someone screwed up and didn't put blood for the next shot.
Yeah.
And it was a continuity issue. Kind
of, which I love a continuity issue in a movie. It's just, it also makes it seem more like achievable.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, here's a human error.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, okay, I could do this too.
Yes.
I could, you know.
I also loved how realistic it was. Like, I felt like when she was like scurrying up things, it like looked really real and like it. But then the cats.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was realistic. And then they had to put in these CGI cats.
Yeah.
Which I was like, why? We didn't need that.
He didn't.
I mean, I get it. Like they start attacking the new vampire and everything. And so I guess that guy closed the door because he knew. She was a vampire now, do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Was he the one that originally saw
is the cat man. Who's the cat man again? What? Who's the cat man to?
He's a neighbor.
Neighbor.
He's a friend with all the people that start dying.
Got it.
I think he was the first one to witness the murder, but he didn't
say anything.
Say anything, but he also didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just thinking about if that were me.
I was also going to ask, how many cats is too many cats?
I think I'm going to try to say, I think I have a friend who has three, so I don't want to say, so I'll say more than three.
More than three, yeah. I think three is fine.
I think two is plenty.
Yeah.
Because it's like you got him a buddy.
Yeah. Three is fine.
Three is like maybe you saved another. Maybe you like didn't mean to, but you had rescued. You fostered for a little bit. Like, yeah. Oh no!
But this guy has like at least 10. No more.
20. I lost count.
It was too many. They're everywhere. Like, I'm not a cat person, so I'm just like just too many.
I'm fine with cats. I can like I respect them. I do.
From as long as I don't have them in my.
And I like to pet them but I think I need a little bit more connection that like a dog can give.
And your dog is a sweetie.
Yes, she is. We should a lot of eye contact.
Yeah, and you need that.
I need eye contact and I need her to like, you know, to like lay on me.
Yeah.
And cats do that, I guess, but some of them don't.
Yeah, you don't know what kind of cat you're going to get. At least with the dog, it's like you almost always get.
Most likely you're going to have a happy. You might have, it might have
some bad, type of attitude,
anxiety
or something.
And like, yeah, but.
But, you know.
Wow.
The pool shot was pre the blood kiss. Oscar's bullied. The whole movie, like really bad.
Bullies, horrible.
His bullies are just
really, really bad.
Really bad. Really not. And his teacher's not doing it. No one's doing shit about it.
But he's not telling anyone. I'm not blaming him.
I'm not. But also, like.
Yeah, like his mom has no. Like he gets that. They, you know, whip him on the face and he has this huge gash on his face. And he says he fell on a rock. And I get it. It's hard and he doesn't want to be a tattle.
He fell on a rock. So that doesn't make any sense.
No,
if I'm the mom, I'm telling me, like, hey, keep an eye on my son. I think something's going on. Mm-hmm. And it was. But the older brother of the bully, like the big bad, if you will, he comes and he's like, I'm going to give you, you have to go 3 minutes underwater. Or we're going to beat you up or something.
I think the deal was, okay, if you hold your breath for 3 minutes underwater, I'll just nick you with my knife.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't hold your breath for 3 minutes underwater, I will literally take your eye out with this knife.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the deal.
But he said it so calmly.
Oh,
it was like, oh, fuck.
This is just what he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a casual thing. Mm-hmm. Which he's in, like, high school. He's like, let me bully these like, seventh graders.
Which Oscar did whip with a stick his little brother, but it was just to fight back. It wasn't ever. It was just stop messing with me, stop harassing me, stop bullying
me. Makes sense. It's fighting back.
So then for this older brother to be like, how dare you?
How
like,
dare you?
Oh my
God. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
And when he's underwater trying to hold his breath and then
he's being held under there and it's like, you're under there and you can hear.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You only hear, you can kind of hear them talking, but you hear everything from underwater as well. And then you just start to see things falling in the background. You're like, what's that? And you're like, oh, that's a, I think it's like a foot or something. And it goes down. And then you see people being dragged.
And the hand. That or the arm that falls.
Yeah.
And I did like that she left the one kid crying.
Yeah.
Didn't kill them all. Because he was just kind of, he went along with it. So he wasn't innocent. But he felt bad about everything.
Yeah. If you're going to leave that much damage, you might as well leave one person to tell the tale
Absolutely.
Of what happened to not screw
And he'll be so emotionally scarred for life. It's worse than maybe being dead. When they're in the, and then the last shot is, you know, they're on the train.
Yes.
And they learn Morse code, right? To talk to each other. But they didn't, for us, they didn't subtitle the Morse code. So we didn't know, whatever. Yeah. It didn't. What am I trying to say?
The subtitles
didn't tell me what they were saying in Morse code. So I'm like, well, what the heck? And it didn't tell me what the note said until later when they showed the note again.
Oh, okay.
The note said something like, I'll stay here and die or leave and live forever or something like that. But at the end, they Morse coded kiss to each other, which I didn't know. I had to look that up. Thanks for nothing, Amazon Prime. I ended up doing Amazon Prime, but I watched it for free because I added a trial of Monsters. Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's something the subtitles were also off on some of the things. And when I was trying to, I illegally rip movies sometimes, and I will watch them on, you know, for free and whatnot.
You also would go bankrupt if you, you know, doing this podcast.
Yeah, literally. So, sponsor me, someone, please.
For the love of God.
Love of God, please. But the subtitles, the opening, instead of it being like, oh, please, da-da-da-da, it was like, oh, The Office is really bad today, da-da-da-da. And I was like, I know that's not what they're saying. I know that's not what they're saying.
I don't think I got that.
No, you didn't. And that's why I was like, I'm going to buy it on YouTube. I don't usually buy the movies.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to buy it off of YouTube.
Yeah.
And because it was only like $2.
The Office.
I was like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, this is not, that's a different movie.
Yeah.
The subtitles were so bad. And I was just like, I can't deal with this. So, and it was I went to like 5 different streaming services, like the free ones, and they were all the same. And I was like,
that's crazy.
This is so bad.
What a scheme that would be, though, to like mess with the subtitles of these free, like the people that rip movies. You're like, I'm just going to screw with them so they think this is about this.
And then it's not. And you're like, did we watch the same movie? It was about an office. It was like,
it was an office party.
It's an office party. Yeah, it was like a really young kid office party. Like, they just wanted to be adults.
He was dressed as a vampire, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like so different. Mm-hmm. I really liked the imagery of just the stark whiteness of the snow, and then the jungle gym.
Yes,
the metal. And
they called it a jungle gym. I'm like, that's the saddest jungle gym I've ever seen.
It's a European jungle gym.
It was just like a few bars.
Yeah. But I like how she just stands on top of it.
And she jumps off. Shoop. Yeah. No problem.
Super casual. And
it looked real.
It did. Mm-hmm. But also him just being like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. She got hops.
She does have hops. That's right.
And you played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
What position do you think she would play?
She would be the point guard because she wouldn't give the ball. She would just, they'd give her the ball and she'd go.
And she'd just kill everybody and then she'd win.
She'd win.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she would need to pass the ball. I've seen how she uses a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And you think that has nothing to do with basketball? I think it does.
It does.
If you could solve a Rubik's Cube immediately, you know, and you're a vampire.
Yeah.
I think you can dunk.
You can, yeah.
You know, there's really, you can dunk from the 3-point line, which means it's a 3-pointer. So she's all the positions, really.
The imagery of dunking from the 3-point line is.
It's absolutely what she could do, though.
It's perfection.
Every vampire I've seen could do that. That, you know, in Twilight, they play baseball.
Yeah.
I'd rather them just play basketball. Let's see that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really glad I watched it, though.
Yeah. I'm going to be so honest.
Be honest.
I've only done, I think this is the 4th foreign film on the podcast. Mm. And I don't gravitate towards them. I love foreign films, but it's like, again, my reading comprehension is not.
You're getting these free versions, which probably isn't the correct.
Who knows if I'm actually watching them. It's why I have to do so much research to make sure I'm actually watching
it. Yeah, you missed it.
But this was such a like surprise to watch. And like, I actually genuinely loved
It was
cute.
Mm-hmm.
And
different.
It was different. Yeah. And it's, you know, before I knew all like the backstory about the, you know, the castration and all this stuff, I was like, what a cute little movie about friendship.
Friendship. Yep.
And then I was like, there's a lot more going on here, but I think it's about friendship.
I'm so glad you didn't read castration either. You thought it was just, what did you think though when you saw it?
I was just like, okay.
You just, were you kind of just like, we didn't need that?
Like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't think, boy, that had been castrated.
No.
Yeah. No.
I think it'd be weird if you thought that.
If you somehow knew what that looked like.
And you're like, that's a good point. That's clearly what that is.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And it's also.
Because I felt stupid.
The amount of people that missed that.
Yeah.
So you're not alone.
Yeah, they really should have subtitled. They should have subtitled that if they weren't going to say castrated. It. Just castrated.
Castrated.
Good boy in parentheses.
And you're like, oh, got it.
Okay.
But it's just, just a couple more lines of dialogue, it would have just.
I also think if he could have asked what happened, because he did see it.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Or like once there was a bad man who, or even I could see, because they got in, remember that night they got in bed and she's naked. And I feel like she could have been like, I've done a lot of bad things. Mm-hmm. People have done a lot of bad things to me. Like she could have alluded to something.
Yeah. And then that would have made a little bit more sense, but she didn't say any, there wasn't. And I think that's the one actual critique I think that I can say we both would have about the movie.
She said, I'm not a girl, but I didn't, that wasn't enough.
It's, yeah.
It wasn't enough for me.
It wasn't enough. If you're going to show, if you're going to show it and say that, I think, and add a little bit more, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know if the Swedes? Swedish.
Yeah, Swedish.
All of a sudden I was like, wait.
I know.
Hold on. This is my third pod. It's hitting me. But the Swede, I don't know if the Swedes, if they get it.
You know, I know a Swedish person.
Okay.
I'm going to ask.
Congrats. You're like, thank you. This movie?
I know a real Swede. And I'm going to ask, I'm going to text and find out if she has seen this movie and if she got it.
And then be like, you need to.
And I'll let you know. Because maybe we're just dumb Americans,
And we might be. We totally might be. Mm-hmm. The another movie we did today was also a foreign film, and
You had two today.
I had two today. Whoa. Yeah. And they were talking about how Americans didn't get it, but then everyone else did, and they're like, oh.
Mm-hmm. I really like subtle things. I don't like it when people explain things to me, and then I get subtle, and I go, oh, maybe I need a little explanation.
Just a little bit more.
Because also, I'm going to go off in my, I didn't go off in the right way, but I went off in my head that the dad was gay, and that wasn't a thing. So, I think just a little bit more explanation would have been nice.
Would have been helpful. Mm-hmm. Is there any, as we're wrapping up, is there any final thoughts? I'm going to check my notes and see if I think we've covered a good chunk of it. I didn't check my notes and we were rocking and rolling.
That's a good sign, right? That you didn't notes.
Person exploding in flames. That was fun.
I read somewhere that the mom was a devout Christian, but I never got that. Maybe that's in the book.
Maybe.
That's the thing, too. I was reading a lot of Reddit threads.
Yeah.
And I don't know how good that is.
Yeah.
To do.
It's the, yeah.
Remember when Wikipedia, you're a lot younger than me, but there was a time where Wikipedia wasn't reputable. And now it's the most reputable thing we have, it feels.
And that's, no, I do remember that.
Yeah. I grew up
with people being like, no, you'd.
Oh, well, Wikipedia
is not a source.
Yeah. And now that's our source.
Is this the bad place?
We're
this
in the bad place.
This is the bad place. Yeah. Oh, no. Fuck. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, goody.
Do you ever ask ChatGPT or Claude or anyone about the movies or anything?
No.
Because I'm a Claude gal if I'm going to pick, because I think we're all supposed to be, but if we're anyway.
What is Claude?
Claude is another AI that's not owned by it's a better AI, but they are sometimes wrong about movies and stuff. This was a few years ago, I asked ChatGPT to give me some good Christmas movie quotes.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
And it gave me this quote, and it said, and it was really sweet, and it was from A Charlie Brown Christmas, which is really sweet. But I've seen that movie a lot. And I was like, that quote's not in that. And I go, I don't think that's in the movie. And they go, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. That's not in the movie. That I just sort of came up with that. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, okay, so you're lying. No, ChatGPT is only right 60% of the time.
That's crazy.
It's your brain is better.
Your brain is better. Yeah, so I can just imagine, like, if you, should I ask Claude right now about this movie?
Sure.
Let me see and see how right it is. What should I ask it? Should I ask the gender or in the movie, Let the Right One In?
2008, make sure rightly.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I might do the...
In 2008. But we don't want to lead it too much.
Yeah.
Like, how does it end? I'm just going to say, how does it end?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Oh, it's right.
That's right. Oh, damn.
Dang it. Oscar on a train, large wooden box, Morse code. Let's see what it comes up. The film leaves it ambiguous whether the bond is genuine love or whether Ellie is simply acquiring a new protector, which is part of what makes the ending so haunting. Though I didn't find it haunting. The ending.
No, they're a cute friend.
I know, but I read people on Reddit were saying that the vampire was just using Eli. What is it?
Ely
was just using Oscar, but I didn't get that at all. I really wish that Claude, that would have been so funny. We can cut it out, right? Because it didn't end up going anywhere.
It's
but
okay.
How I funny would it have been if it was really wrong?
I mean, you could have said it's wrong and then.
I should have made something up. That's on me.
Do you want to redo it?
Hang on, let me check what Claude says.
Oh, your flashlight's on.
How old am I? I'm a vampire, actually. I'm 120, which is why my flashlight is still on. Let's see. Oh, man, Claude's really good. I just asked it another question thinking I could trick it. And okay, you know what? I just looked it up. It says, how does Let the Right One in 2008, how does it end? This says it ends with Oscar and Ely getting married. That didn't happen.
That did not happen.
You can't get married at 12.
That's, I mean, in some places.
Mm-mm. That's all I could come up with. All that improv I took, that's all that was really I got.
Good. No, I struggle with improv.
Most movies end in weddings.
Is somebody, or something like that. Somebody lives, somebody dies.
Yeah.
Somebody falls in love, somebody falls out of love.
So I guess this fall they fell in love. But I think the love was true. I don't think, especially because Ely was like going to leave.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, her sense that Oscar was in trouble and came back to save him. So like she was going to do that anyway.
Yeah. So out of 10,
mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
I think it has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is crazy high. I would say halfway through, I was like, oh, this is like 9 out of 10 for me. And then by the end of it, I would say it's a 6 or 7 out of 10, but 10 out of 10 glad I watched it.
Oh, yeah, same.
But just I really am glad I watched it. But yeah, it's you would agree? 6 or 7?
Yeah, I wrote 7. I wrote 7 down because I enjoyed it, but it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just
have a lot of questions unanswered and not in a fun way.
Yeah.
Not in an ambiguous way. Like, I'm fine with us wondering if he's going to be her new, like, protector.
Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of fun. It leaves it open-ended, continues the story.
Right.
But, like, if you have stuff that actually happened in it that you're like, I don't understand what was going on.
Like, I truly would want the story of how she became a vampire. Like, how – I want the backstory.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. The prequel.
I want the prequel. I'm ready. 10 out of 10. I'm going to give that prequel. I can feel it good.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yes.
Now. De-aged.
Yes.
To be the prequel.
Perfect.
I think that's great.
I do too.
I think great. Well, Thank you for being on today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And this is the time of the show where you plug your stuff. So tell people where they can find you. Where they can find me. Jazz.
When will this come out?
In the next month.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, then definitely you can check out Kevin Hart's Funny AF on Netflix. I'm going to be on that. And you can watch my Don't Tell special called How I Lost My Teeth on YouTube. My podcast called That's Our Time. Check that out, where a psychiatrist and I interview comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Of course. And thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms. Check out our Patreon with extended episodes. And after every episode... Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask the question, so I'm going to ask it first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were you afraidy or not afraidy of the movie?
Not afraidy.
Not afraidy.
Not afraidy.
Not afraidy.
Don't worry about
stamping it. Stamping it. Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Great. Well, we are wrapping up.
Perfect.
And in the way that we wrap up is by giving shitty or good advice regarding the movie. Mm. And I don't think about it till right now. Okay. So I know
you don't ever want to prepare.
No. I think it's because my improv skills are... just like yours, which are great.
Great.
Okay, so this movie advice. Don't be blonde. And you know what? If you're swimming, shut your goddamn mouth.
I think that's the one.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Don't swallow that pool water.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. That might be why his hair was blonde, as he drank all that chlorine.
So much chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Don't. And then the spitting. Or if you're going to swallow.
Yeah.
Because he kept spitting it out. Oof. Yeah.
Just drink it. You know what? Yeah. Just do that.
And learn how to hold your breath for 3 minutes. So
that would be a good skill to learn. But on that note, guys, we will see you next time. And stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
Är du vampyr? Hade du tyckt om mig ändå?